The two Bedfordshire cousins have been linked to a legendary record dealer thanks to a BBC programme. John Powley passed away at his home in Newcastle with no will and no next of kin. Diane Mundy and Anita Willem's story features in BBC's Air Hunters this morning. We'll speak to Anita shortly, but first let's talk to Danny Cohen, who was involved in tracking down John's benefactors. He's also the founder and managing director of Finders International. Good morning to you, Danny.
Good morning.
Okay, first of all, tell us a little bit more about John Powell. He had a particular interest in Northern Soul, didn't he?
Yeah, this is one of the great stories that we uncover something really unusual about someone's past. And once again, actually, in the last series, we had a famous record producer. Now we have a famous record collector. Mm-hmm. So this guy was, John Powley collected records for many years. And he became very well known in the Northern Soul scene for his incredible record collection. And he became a DJ as well. So a really fascinating character.
And he left no will or no next of kin. So how did you go about tracking down his beneficiaries?
Well, in these situations where there's no next of kin and no will, what we tend to do, we get the case in at the office of Finders in London, and then we try and build up a family tree for the deceased. So to work out whether he was an only child, whether he himself had any children, first of all, and then to see if he's has any living siblings, nephews, nieces, that sort of thing. And eventually we branch out into finding uncles and aunts to the deceased to see if they've left surviving issues. So it can expand into quite a big family tree sometimes.
Mm. And that search eventually led to Diane Mandy and Anita Willem, didn't it?
Exactly, yes. So they were contacted as part of the paternal family to the deceased. That's the father's side. John's father was one of seven, and it did turn into quite a big family tree, actually. But they were a couple of the beneficiaries to the estate.
Okay. Well, let's bring Anita into the conversation. Good morning to Anita.
Good morning.
So how does it feel to be linked to this legendary, you know, record dealer?
Well, it's a bit of a shock. I mean, it's part of our family, but shock and very sad at the same time, because, you know, it was on my mother's side, and although my mother kept in touch, as we live south and they're up north, my mother kept in touch with the family, but sadly, you know, we didn't know the past of one of these cousins, and we find it very, very sad and wish we had been, you know, in touch more.
I mean, do you mind me asking how much you got from John's estate in the end?
Oh, it wasn't a great amount, but it's still very sad. It was £200 because there was 40 of the cousins all involved, and my sister and I being. But it's not the amount of money. It just makes me very sad in this case that, you know, perhaps we could have helped or done something, but just wish we'd kept in touch with him.
What was it like to take part in the programme?
Well, it was quite scary, actually. And to be honest, at first, my first reaction was that it's a scam when we first was receiving letters and chose to ignore it. But then when I find it was reality, it was a big shock. Mm. And as I say, I'm very sad. But, you know, we find now that we've got about 25 cousins that we weren't, my sister and I were not aware of.
Yeah.
And it's quite a big shock to the system, but hopefully some good will come out of all this.
Absolutely. I mean, Danny, it's a fascinating programme on the telly. It really is. I think most people wouldn't even realise the amount of work and investigation you guys are doing.
No, and it's one of those. It endlessly fascinates because, as Anita says, you just don't know when you start whether you're going to uncover family members that never knew each other. You don't know the value of the estate often when you begin. So you have to kind of take that with a pinch of salt, you know, if it's not a big estate. But the nice thing here is that Anita's been able to get reunited with, or, you know, become aware of a huge family that she didn't know exists.
Yeah.
It's a nice surprise.
And I suppose, you know, it just shows the importance of keeping a will, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's several ways to look at it. If you make a will, one thing that people always find difficult is you have to keep updating it. And I think that becomes a bit of a burden after a while. And you have to think a long way ahead. You might not know what your circumstances are going to be and how you're going to feel in 10 years' time. So, making a will, it's a good idea in theory. In practice, I understand why people don't.
That's, the downside is it keeps you out of a job, though, Danny. That's the thing, isn't it?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we work on estates, quite big estates, where we actually find a will in the deceased property. So we might have found, 40, 50 beneficiaries, and then we have to tell them, sorry, you're not going to get anything because, everything's been left to the proverbial cat's home.
But also, Danny, as well, it must be a problem because, when you're doing the investigation and you're phoning up and stuff, and as you heard from Anita there, she thought it was a scam. I mean, most people must have that kind of reaction. I can't tell you how many times I've won the Nigerian lottery.
Well, this is where, because finders are on BBC Air Hunters a lot these days, since we've been, we're now in the 12th series, believe it or not, and on the back of that, shows like your own, where we do interviews and press and publish, that's really the best way to convince people that it's genuine, or at least they should take a second look. We know we work a lot with the legal profession, so most solicitors know us, actually, and you can get reassurance through a number of routes, but while BBC Air Hunters is on TV, we're sometimes ringing people up and saying, well, look, if you turn the TV on to BBC One, you can see us there.
Mm. Well, Danny, I appreciate joining us this morning. Anita, and thank you for joining us as well.
Well, thank you. And I say, they do a wonderful job, and a lot of hard work goes into it. And as I say, at the end of the day, we have found family members that we were not aware of. So we catch up with them.
And you can't put a price on that. Thank you very much indeed. And you can watch the new series of Air Hunters this morning at 11 o'clock on BBC One.